Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, a peaceful morning in South Minneapolis disrupted by protests and gunfire Wednesday. 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good shot and killed by an ICE agent after a verbal exchange that Good drove away from while another agent tried to open her driver's side door. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is calling it an act of domestic terrorism that Good tried to drive over an ICE agent. Meanwhile, the mayor of Minneapolis and local officials are calling that assertion BS. Wanted to welcome in ABC crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett. Brad, reaction to the video seems to be falling along party lines. I guess that's not a surprise, but who will determine if the agent acted in self-defense or if the use of deadly force was unwarranted?
The FBI and the investigative division of the Minnesota State Police are doing a joint investigation. They'll do shooting reconstruction down to every detail. Hopefully, the agent involved in the shooting had on a body worn camera that was on that will clearly give you his perspective of positioning. Was she driving toward him? She obviously drives by him at some point because he fires at her after she's basically has passed him or close to being past him. All of that will be taken into consideration. The other issue, Greg, is did ICE use proper de-escalation skills to perhaps avoided her in a frightened or whatever manner was in her head as to why she drove off? I mean, grabbing somebody's car door is really provocative. And I mean, most of us would have stopped and verbally, quietly, directly given her commands. Please put the window down in your car. We need to talk to you. But don't just run up on her car because that is going to scare her. She's probably already scared. And so it will be things like that that will be looked at. And I suppose it goes to the bigger picture of how ICE seems to, day in and day out, be very confrontational and, you know, sort of just treating this like, you know, everybody's fair game when we go into a community to potentially be arrested.
Brad, ICE has more than doubled its enforcement agents in a short time. What does history tell us about the risks of rapid law enforcement expansion?
I can tell you that based on working with police departments, in particular the one I used to work with daily here in D.C., that back in the 80s, they hired a large number of people in a short period of time, and some of those people ended up being bad. In fact, some of them were arrested and prosecuted.
Wow.
So I'm only suggesting that deciding who should be a sworn person in law enforcement needs to be a very careful task that includes background investigations, going back and talking to people that have worked or resided with the applicant, et cetera. I don't know what was done or not done, and it may or may not have direct relevance as to how this was handled. I mean, if it ends up being that the officer was, quote unquote, legally justified in shooting this woman, you know, that's one thing. And what is his background and how was he trained in deadly force? And did he take all the proper measures to avoid deadly force? Because the key is you don't have any other options. And you're either going to get harmed or a civilian's going to get harmed if you don't take action and fire upon somebody. So we'll see how that plays out.
Hey, Brad, do ICE agents follow the same protocol as police officers when making arrests?
Well, they're supposed to. But, you know, keep in mind that immigration enforcement is a civil violation, by and large. Now, if you're in the country illegally, could you be prosecuted for that? I mean, the answer is yes. But it's, by and large, a civil action. And so do they feel the need at all to develop relationships, to try to de-escalate? I don't know. It doesn't strike me, at least in these current rounds of arrests that have been occurring since January, that is the case. I will tell you, of somebody who's done this for, you know, 30 plus years before retiring, that the relationships you build with communities is extremely important in your ability to solve future crime. I think the way ICE is doing this, they're creating just a chilling effect in immigrant communities, which I will tell you, without their help, if you're investigating, you know, murders, sexual assaults, domestic violence, whatever it might be, you've got to have the community's help to basically solve those crimes. And this, their approach, I think, goes against that. And that's exactly what you don't want to see happen. But I'm not totally convinced that they, thinking or caring about that, they have like a singular mission, which is to arrest so many people every day, I think.
Well, the story continues. We'll continue to follow it throughout the day here on WTMJ. ABC crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett. Always good to check in, Brad. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome. See you. Take care. Bye.